Media Critics Turning on Kamala Harris as Staff Flee to the Exits. By Simon Kent on December 6, 2021. It has been a fraught 48 hours for Vice President Kamala Harris. As news broke last Friday that four of her staff are keen to put as much distance between them and their boss as quickly as possible, media outlets at home and abroad lined up to excoriate her job performance. The London Daily Telegraph led the charge Sunday with an opinion piece querying just what future Harris, a career politician, has in Washington, the most archly political city on the planet. Columnist Freddie Gray observed Harris has made such a mess of the various roles she has been given as vice president, from stopping migration from the southern border to leading the charge on vaccines, that some figures in Washington are reportedly considering the nuclear option of moving her to the Supreme Court and putting a more well-liked vice president in her place in time for the next presidential election. He continued by saying one of her biggest problems is that she comes across as a phony. Gray wrote. In the endless videos her press team pumps out to make her seem authentic, she comes across as anything but. A recent film of her feigning wonder at the stars with a group of children went viral for all the wrong reasons. In October, the White House released another somewhat emetic video showing Biden giving Harris flowers for her birthday. But such stunts can't hide the fact that relations between Team Biden and Team Harris are not at all rosy. The pair are giving fewer and fewer public appearances together as their first term goes on. Perhaps because the president's staff recognize that Harris is an increasingly toxic figure. Stumbling eagerly from one disappointment to the next is just one of the problems for Harris. Fox News contributor Joe Concha branded her office a sinking ship after news broke another member of her staff. Chief spokesperson Simone Sanders announced she will move elsewhere by year's end, as Breitbart News reported. The journalist told Fox News, "It's one of the easiest jobs in Washington." A spokesperson for Kamala Harris? The Kamala Harris who hasn't done one formal press conference during her 300 days in the office and who has done one one-on-one interview since June? Concha then pointed to her decreasing popularity before asking why she got chosen in the first place and what she brings to the table before arguing her administration did her a disservice and let her down in case she was willing to replace U.S. President Biden ahead of the new elections of 2024. He continued, being the VP spokesperson there is not a lot to do. But I guess when your boss's approval is at 28% and she's pulling even lower on a number one job, the U.S. southern border, where migrants continue to flow over, 2 million passing over this year, I guess I'd leave too. This is a sinking ship. The Times of London agreed. On Monday it weighed into the debate over her future, pointing to staff exits and low polling numbers as just two of the reason her future is dim if not entirely extinguished in Washington, again citing her low polling numbers. Reports have long pursued Harris her office is dysfunctional and her ability to discharge her duties are limited at best. People are thrown under the bus from the very top. There are short fuses and it's an abusive environment. One person with direct knowledge of how the vice presidential office is run told Politico back in June. It's not a healthy environment and people often feel mistreated. It's not a place where people feel supported but a place where people feel treated like S. Even her attempts to recharge her own image have stumbled. Just last month Harris flew to France for meetings with various dignitaries, and finished by going shopping for some pots and skillets after a leisurely stroll through Paris, as Breitbart News reported. Her trip notably lacked the kind of coverage past American VIPs have received in France. Politico noted the visit to France has not garnered the kind of popular or media interest that visits by Presidents Barack Obama or Donald Trump did, and the French media coverage has been minimal. The word minimal just about summing up everything about Kamala Harris and her impact on her job since she first arrived in office, as observed by media outlets in the U.S. and now increasingly the rest of the world. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.